652, 1320 WILS. So we're just we're in it now. We're heading into the 4th of July weekend, the big long weekend. And one of the things many of you will be doing is barbecuing, getting the grill out. Richard Chamberlain is one of the country's leading chefs. He actually owns Chamberlain Steak and Chop House in Dallas, where they really know how to do barbecue right. Richard, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and what? So when you're barbecuing, do you typically make steaks at home too, then? Or?
Oh man, I love to fire up the grill. You know, I've got three grills in my backyard. Everything from natural gas to coal fired and wood burning, and I just like it all. It's a lot of fun out there. I know a lot of your guests probably like the grill also. And Hey, let me share a few tips on how to make that perfect steak. First of all, make sure you pick out just a good quality piece of meat. You know, start with a prime, you know, maybe with a little age on it, 15 or 20 days of age. Make sure you got some, you know, good kosher salt and fresh brown pepper, because that seasoning is real important. And be pretty generous with it, because, you know, you want to have good seasoning flavor. Yes. Probably the biggest mistake that most grillers make is they don't preheat their grill enough. They don't get it hot enough, because, you know, in my steakhouse, we took it about 1,800 degrees to get that good caramelization on the outside of the steak. Jeez. And you really want to try to replicate that at home. Get it real hot.
And how hot can a home grill really get, though?
My gas grill gets about 800 degrees. Wow. And so what we can do is make up for it by, this leads me to the next mistake that a lot of grillers make, is they turn it too much. Mm-hmm. When you put that steak on, leave it alone for a few minutes. Let it caramelize. Let it brown on that one side. Try to get a nice crust going, because, again, that's going to be really, really good steakhouse.
And how long does that, would you say, on each side, then, would that take typically?
Yes, so let's say you have a ribeye steak that's 3/4 inches thick, and you're looking for a medium rare. You know, I'd go for about 4.5 minutes on each side to get that good caramelization. Now, there's also a trick to telling when it's ready, because a lot of guys really struggle with, you know, how do I get my wife's perfect medium rare or medium? And, man, I recommend an internal meat thermometer. You can buy them just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it really takes the guesswork out. For medium rare, you're looking for about 135 degrees as an internal temperature. So you just, while the steak's cooking, just slide it right into the center of that steak and
look for 135.
See what it reads to, and I see. You're right every time.
Yeah. Talking to Richard Chamberlain, find him at chamberlainsteakhouse.com down in Dallas. Do you grill chicken at all, or?
I sure do. I love grilling chicken. You know, one trick with chicken is I like to brine it. And, you know, a lot of people are into brines now. You can actually buy them in different stores. You can buy it as a powder and mix it with water. But basically, it's just salt with maybe a little sugar and some seasoning. Hmm. Let it soak in there overnight or, you know, for 4 or 5 hours. And that's going to really season the whole inside of the chicken. It's also going to really help it retain moisture. And again, start with a good quality chicken, you know, like an all-natural or a organic product.
So you're talking about drumsticks?
It's going to have better flavor.
Drumsticks or the breasts, or what's the best part to grill with?
Well, I'm a thigh man myself. I like all the parts of the chicken, but thigh is my favorite part because it just really retains a lot of moisture. Mm-hmm. Most people like breast. And again, the breast tends to dry out, so that's why I recommend that brine.
The brine. So, in terms of putting it on the grill, are you doing the same thing, as hot as possible? Or?
Yeah, hot, hot, hot. Get that good caramelization on it. That browning is going to give it much, much better flavor.
But what about the inside? I know sometimes the inside of the chicken is a trick to get that fully cooked. How do you deal with that?
About 160 degrees internal temperature. Use that meat thermometer I mentioned earlier. Shoot it right into the thickest part of that chicken breast or thigh, and it should read about 160 to 165, and then you don't have to worry about anything. Now, the other thing people like to grill is seafood, and what you got to do there is just pick out the right cuts first. Salmon grills good, swordfish, mahi-mahi. Don't try to grill a piece of sole. I mean, we can do it as professionals in restaurants, but really hard to do at home. It tends to flake and fall through the grill. Okay. But same process, good seasoning, but really oil the outside of that fish before it hits the grill.
With salmon, so what do you put olive oil, or what do you do with salmon?
Yeah, Yes, extra virgin olive oil, and then use some non-stick spray. You know, just any brand. Spray it on the grill grates, and you know, try to get a really, really good lubrication going. Because the biggest problem with fish is it sticks so easy. But if you get the oil on the fish, and then a lot of non-stick spray on the grill, good and hot, put it on there, let it brown. It's going to cook a lot faster than chicken or meat.
Mm-hmm.
What you're looking for is a perfect medium on fish. You want it cooked just through, but still moist.
Right.
And that's the key with that.
That sounds great. Richard Chamberlain here on WILS. About a minute left, Richard. But what about, do you throw any veggies on the grill? Or?
Oh, yeah. I love grilling veggies. As a matter of fact, my wife is just a veggie grilling woman. I tell
like,
you what, she...
Give me some examples.
So the best, I think the best grilling vegetables are like zucchini and yellow squash. I love eggplant, peppers, onions. I just, we cut them into big pieces, mm-hmm. toss them in olive oil with salt and pepper, and then just, again, put them all onto a good hot grill, let mm-hmm. them get, you know, good brown. If you have some wood chips, throw those in there because a little smoke taste on vegetables really kicks up the flavor.
I'm hungry, Richard. I'm ready to eat. Richard Chamberlain, he is one of the country's leading chefs. He has a steakhouse and chop house right there in Dallas, Chamberlain Steak and Chop House. And I will definitely be there when I get down there. Richard Chamberlain, right here on 1320 WILS. Great. Thank you very much for the tips. Loved it. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a great one.
You too.